The freezing volcano. In the heart of a lush green valley, surrounded by towering mountains, lay the small village of Everbright. It was a place where the sun always seemed to shine, and the flowers bloomed in a riot of colors. But the village's most famous landmark was the towering, majestic Mount Frostfire, an ancient volcano that, unlike any other, spewed not lava but ice. The villagers of Everbright had lived in harmony with Mount Frostfire for generations. They had long since learned to harness its icy eruptions to their advantage. The village's ice sculptures, famed far and wide, were created from the pure sparkling ice that the volcano produced. Children would eagerly await the next eruption, hoping to catch the first snowflakes of ice as they fell from the sky. At the heart of Everbright lived a curious and adventurous girl named Elara. With her bright blue eyes and wild, untamed hair, she was known throughout the village for her boundless energy and endless questions. Elara's best friend was a gentle, kind-hearted boy named Kai. Together, they explored every nook and cranny of their beloved village, always on the lookout for new adventures. One crisp morning, as Elara and Kai were playing near their base of Mount Frostfire, they noticed something unusual. The ground beneath their feet trembled slightly, and a low, rumbling sound echoed from deep within the volcano. "Do you feel that, Kai?" Elara asked, her eyes wide with excitement. Kai nodded, his face serious. "It feels like Mount Frostfire is waking up." The children raced back to the village to warn the elders. As they approached the central square, they saw the villagers gathering, murmuring anxiously among themselves. Elder Thalia, the wise and gentle leader of Everbright, stood at the center, her expressions grave. "My friends," she began, "Mount Frostfire is indeed stirring. We must prepare for its eruption." The villagers sprang into action, each person knowing exactly what to do. They secured their homes, gathered supplies, and prepared for coming eruption. Elara and Kai, however, had a different plan. "We need to get closer to the volcano," Elara whispered to Kai. "We have to find out what's really happening." Kai hesitated at first, but his curiosity soon got better of him. "Okay, but we have to be careful," said Kai. The two friends set off towards the volcano, their hearts pounding with a mix of fear and excitement. As they climbed higher, the air grew colder and the rumbling grew louder. Finally, they reached a ledge that overlooked the volcano's icy crater. To their amazement, they saw a shimmering blue dragon curled up at the heart of the crater. The dragon's scales sparkled like diamonds, and its breath came in frosty puffs. Elara and Kai exchanged astonished glances. "Do you think the dragon is causing the volcano to wake up?" Kai asked in awe. Elara nodded slowly. "We have to talk to it. Maybe it needs our help." Taking a deep breath, Elara stepped forward and called out to the dragon. "Hello, great dragon. We are Elara and Kai from the village of Everbright. Can we help you?" The dragon's eyes opened slowly and it gazed at them with a mix of curiosity and wariness. "I am Frostara, guardian of Mount Frostfire," it rumbled. "I have guarded this volcano for centuries, but now I am old and tired. The volcano is waking because I no longer have the strength to keep it dormant." Elara's heart ached for the majestic creature. "What can we do to help you, Frostara?" Frostara's eyes softened. "There is a crystal deep within the heart of the volcano. It is the source of my power. If you can retrieve it and place it in my heart, I will have the strength to keep the volcano dormant once more." Kai nodded determinedly. "We'll do it. We'll find the crystal." With Frostara's guidance, Elara and Kai descended into the depths of volcano. The air grew colder and the passageway became narrower, but the children pressed on, driven by their determination to help their new friend. Finally, they reached a vast icy cavern. In the center of the cavern stood a pedestal upon which rested a brilliant glowing crystal. As they approached, the crystal pulsed with a soft blue light. Elara reached out and carefully lifted the crystal and its pedestal. "We've got it, Kai. Let's go back to Frostara." The journey back was even more challenging, but the children refused to give up. When they finally emerged from the depths of volcano, they saw Frostara waiting for them, her eyes filled with hope. With trembling hands, Elara placed the crystal in the hollow in Frostara's chest. The dragon closed her eyes and a radiant light enveloped her. When the light faded, Frostara looked revitalized. Her scales glowing with renewed strength. "Thank you, brave children," Frostara said, her voice filled with gratitude. "You have saved me and the village of Everbright. The volcano will remain dormant, and its icy eruption will continue to bring joy to your people." Elara and Kai beamed with pride. "We are just glad we could help," Elara said. Frostara smiled. "As a token of my gratitude, I grant you the gift of frost magic. Use it wisely and continue to protect your village," said Frostara. With that, Frostara took to the sky, her wings shimmering in the sunlight. Elara and Kai watched in awe as the dragon soared over the valley, her presence a symbol of hope and strength. When they returned to the village, the villagers greeted them with cheers and applause. Elder Thylia hugged them tightly, her eyes shining with pride. "You have done something truly remarkable," she said. "Everbright will forever be in your debt." From that day forward, Elara and Kai used their newfound frost magic to help their village thrive. They created beautiful ice sculptures, built ice bridges over the river, and even helped keep the village cool during the hottest days of summer. And so, the village of Everbright continued to flourish, its people living in harmony with the majestic Mount Frostfire and its guardian, Frostara. Elara and Kai's bravery and friendship became a legendary, a story passed down generations, reminding everyone of the power of courage, kindness, and the magic that lies within each one of us.